This is Juneau Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. The city and borough of Juneau was looking for a few good folks to take some responsibility and help out. They need to have a good head for numbers, a sense of logic. Now, that person probably would not be me. I was never good at math. That's why I got into journalism. But anyway, for those of you who enjoy math and like to apply it to real life, we've got the manager of the Juneau City and Borough here to tell you about what he needs you to help him do. So welcome, Rory Watts.
Thank you, Rhonda. Thank you for having me on. We have, so of the many things we do at CBJ, a big core function is revenue collecting through property tax and sales tax. And every year on property tax, we have a process where property owners, if they want to disagree with the assessed value of their property, they can appeal it. And we have one of our boards is called the Board of Equalization. And that board hears appeals from citizens. And they'll hear the city assessor and the property owner. And maybe the assessor is saying, here's what I think the property is worth and here's how we valued it. And the property owner might have a different point of view. And what really we're interested in is equity. We are interested in everybody paying a fair portion of their property tax. And so we've got some spots on the Board of Equalization, and we're looking for people that like to solve problems. Math and logic would be the skills. If you've ever bought and sold a house, you're qualified in all likelihood. So that's the issue I'd like to talk about today.
So is that a volunteer stint, basically?
It is a volunteer stint. So we have dozens of boards and commissions at CBJ, and this is one of them.
Because this seems like this could take some time, I mean, to go through all that. It's number crunching is never really easy.
It's a little bit of time. So it's time intensive at this time of year. So our property tax follows on a normal calendar. So January 1st, the assessor by state law is required to notify or is required to value properties as of January 1st, required to notify people several months later. Then people have a month to appeal their value. And then if it's not resolved informally, then we have this kind of formal process that goes to the BOE, as we call it, the Board of Equalization. So we expect this year a couple months. We have a higher number than usual number of cases, and it's probably worth explaining why and what's happening with that. So this year, the assessor determined that CBJ had been undervaluing commercial property and specifically commercial land. And so the assessor made a global adjustment to the value of commercial land. And in a normal year, we don't get too many appeals and most of them resolve. And in this year, we probably have maybe, a normal year, we might get 100 appeals and maybe three goes to the BOE. And this year we have around 300 or 350. So a little more than normal. And that sounds like a lot, but we do have 8,000 properties in the borough. So that means 7,700 property owners didn't contest their value, which I think is the good way to look at it. So we expect that there'll be a number that will take some time to work through. Number of appeals.
So how about the impact of COVID? A number of businesses, for example, last season just decided to close rather than to try to navigate the challenges. And also, we have a lot of empty buildings that were at one time valuable businesses earning revenue. How does that affect the bottom line?
That's a good question. So the assessor is required to find fair market value, which means what a property would sell at an arm's length transaction. So if I sold you a property and we both agreed on the sales price, that would be an arm's length transaction. Whereas maybe if I sold a property to my son and I gave him a great deal, that's not arm's length. So the assessor has to find that value. And that's not always easy. I mean, think about the amount of time that people spend buying and selling one property, and the assessor's got to do that for 8,000. In this last year, we've had some business owners say, but we didn't make any revenue, or we didn't make any rent, or we weren't able to make any sales. which is a piece of the information. But the question is, how much would that property sell for today? It might not be for sale, but that's what state law requires, is you find that fair market value. And so that's what we're after.
And I would imagine that some people took advantage of COVID to improve their houses because they could be home and do some work. So I imagine that some homes have increased in value.
Yeah. So every year, the aggregate value of property in Juneau does increase with inflation and with rising sale prices of all types of properties, rising sale prices of homes, and definitely in particular. Definitely, there was a lot of renovation work done. It will take a while for the assessor probably to catch up to that because the assessor learns about value after the fact. The assessor can't predict what's going to happen in the future. And one of the things that's happened is over the last 10 or more years, the value of homes has increasingly paid a larger percentage of the share of the property tax, and commercial assessments have stayed flat. And that's probably not correct. And so the assessor is making the argument that we've been too low on commercial properties. And now that we've kind of mathematically discovered that issue, they feel obligated to raise the values to get to that fair market value.
Boy, and that's a challenging time to have to equalize it when a lot of businesses out there are struggling. But I suppose it needs to be done. I mean, what is the overall share of revenue from property taxes, both residential and commercial, for this community and borough?
So in the borough, we have about $50 million in property tax that we collect annually. And we have about $5 billion of taxable value in the borough. So it's real estate is a significant value of assets in CBJ, $5 billion in the whole borough.
So given that that is so valuable, you trust volunteers to weigh out the disputes? And why do you think that's a good idea to have people from the community that are maybe not professionals per se be involved in that process?
Well, I like to think of it, it's sort of a board of your peers. So in the same way that you have a jury, you know, jurors aren't trained to be professionals. They're trained to get advice on what the law is, listen to the arguments, and they have to decide. And the Board of Equalization has to decide as well. And so in one case, the assessor might say, look, I valued this property at $350,000, and here's why. And somebody else might provide competing information, and they just have to decide. Same way your elected officials on the assembly, they're not professional municipal policy people. They reflect the community. So with the BOE, it's really the same issue.
So in wrapping things up, what do people need to know if they are encouraged to pitch in here and serve on the BOE?
Contact the municipal clerk. So you can go to the city website and find city clerk. If you hear this and it's easier and you know me, just shoot me an email and I'll forward it over to the clerks. We're just looking for people to be willing to volunteer some of their time. And if they need more information, they could call the clerks or Jeff Rogers, the finance director, and get more detail.
All righty. Well, I want to thank you very much, Rory, for joining us on Juneau Afternoon. I know you're a busy guy, but we thank you for explaining what's behind the Equalization Board and why it's so important. Thank you.
Thank you, Rhonda.